Blog Talk Radio.
Session now with Brother Dawood Adib on how to make da'wah. Inshallah, after this session, we'll have the question and answers pertaining to the topic of how to make da'wah. And then our brother Abu Muslim will speak concerning some matters dealing with Salat. Inshallah, our brother Dawood Adib.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Once again, I apologize for two things: the hoarseness of my voice and because I've been doing a lot of screaming and hollering. Especially Friday, I did the khutbah on my subject was domestic violence, because some brothers have been beating their wives, so I was screaming at the top of my lungs. And this gets me kind of emotional, so please excuse my voice. And secondly, I apologize because I'm not that prepared, but inshallah, I will try to do the best that we can. The brother Fareed didn't come, so the subject for me today is how to make da'wah, or da'wah. That's what it says on this green sheet here. There's a lot that could be said about this issue of a da'wah, but I think what we're going to try to do, and for those who are familiar with my style of speaking and lecturing and classes or whatever, you know that I'm kind of unorthodox. I'm kind of like a real, very unorthodox person in my approach. So I think what we're going to try to do for these next remaining minutes is not just talk about how to make da'wah, but how not to make da'wah. How not to make da'wah. Because there are a lot of
session now with Brother Dawood Adib on how to make da'wah. Inshallah, after this session, we'll have the question and answers pertaining to the topic of how to make da'wah. And then our brother Abu Muslim will speak concerning some matters dealing with Salat. Inshallah, our brother Dawood Adib.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Once again, I apologize for two things, the hoarseness of my voice and because I've been doing a lot of screaming and hollering, especially Friday. I did the khutbah on my subject was domestic violence, because some brothers have been beating their wives, so I was screaming at the top of my lungs, and this gets me kind of emotional, so please excuse my voice. And secondly, I apologize because I'm not that prepared, but inshallah I will try to do the best that we can. Brother Fareed didn't come, so the subject for me today is how to make dawah, or dawah, that's what it says on this green sheet here. There's a lot that could be said about this issue of a dawah, but I think what we're going to try to do, and for those who are familiar with my style of speaking and lecturing and classes or whatever, you know that I'm kind of unorthodox. I'm kind of very unorthodox person in my approach. So I think what we're going to try to do for these next remaining minutes is not just talk about how to make dawah, but how not to make dawah. How not to make dawah. Because there are a lot of people that have embarked on the road, on the avenue of ad-dawah, and rightfully so, because we should give it dawah, because Allah tabaraka ta'ala has ordered us to give dawah, when he says in his book, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik, call or give dawah, you Muslims, to the way of your Lord. This is what Allah tabaraka ta'ala says in his book. So those people who are giving dawah, they are fulfilling one portion of that commandment. But unfortunately, there's some other issues to that commandment that we're falling short, at least in, or at most, we may be committing a sin. I say it again. We may be committing a sin. And that is how we make the dawah, or how we should not be making the dawah. There's at least two or three verses in the Quran that come to my mind. One of them, where Allah tabaraka ta'ala gives us, in this one ayah, as explained by the scholars of Islam, all of the basic principles on how to give a dawah. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of the Quran in front of me, and unfortunately also I'm not a hafiz of Quran. So if any hafiz of Quran or hafiza, any sisters here who are hafiz of Quran, you can write the note and bring it over to correct me. Or any brothers here, you can correct me on the spot, inshallah, with your tongues. There's an ayah, I believe it's in Surah Yusuf, alayhi salatu salam, that Allah tabaraka ta'ala orders the Prophet by saying, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah has commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically, and us in general, say, this is my way, I call to Allah with basira. I call to Allah with basira. In actuality, alhamdulillah, Allah, you better speak. The brother brought me a mushaf. Actually, I wanted the English translation. That's what I wanted. But inshallah, no problem. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, I call, this is my way, I call to Allah. Say, O Muhammad, this is my sabil. This is my way. When we go back to the tafsir of Quran, Allah, you better speak. When we go back to the tafsir of Quran, we find the scholars of Islam, and the brother has just given me an English translation. It's the next to the last ayah in Surah Yusuf, the 110th, I believe. No. The 108th, excuse me. The 108th ayah. When you go back to the tafsir of Quran, or the different tafsir of Quran, we find that the ulama, the mufassirun, they say that this word sabil, of which Muhammad Muhsin Khan, hafizahullah, wajazahullahu kulli khayrun ahsan al-jaza, may Allah reward him, and taqiyuddin hilali, may Allah have mercy on him, rahimahullah, they translate this as, say you, O Muhammad, this is my way. When we go back to the tafsir, the explanation of this word, sabil, or way, the scholars of tafsir says it means tariqah. Tariqah. Or minhaj. Or innahaj. Or sunnah. Sunnah meaning tariqah. In other words, this is my methodology. Here Allah is explaining to us in the most eloquent
now with Brother Dawood Adib on how to make dawah. Inshallah, after this session, we'll have the question and answers pertaining to the topic of how to make dawah. And then our brother Abu Muslima will speak concerning some matters dealing with Salat. Inshallah, our brother Dawood Adib.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعض فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Once again, I apologize for two things, the hoarseness of my voice and because I've been doing a lot of screaming and hollering, especially Friday. I did the khutbah on my subject was domestic violence, because some brothers have been beating their wives, so I was screaming at the top of my lungs. And this gets me kind of emotional, so please excuse my voice. And secondly, I apologize because I'm not that prepared, but inshallah I will try to do the best that we can. Brother Fareed didn't come, so the subject for me today is how to make dawah, or dawah. That's what it says on this green sheet here. There's a lot that could be said about this issue of a da'wah, but I think what we're going to try to do, and for those who are familiar with my style of speaking and lecturing and classes or whatever, you know that I'm kind of unorthodox. I'm kind of very unorthodox person in my approach. So I think what we're going to try to do for these next remaining minutes is not just talk about how to make da'wah, but how not to make da'wah. How not to make dawah. Because there are a lot of people that have embarked on the road, on the avenue of ad-dawah, and rightfully so, because we should give it dawah, because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has ordered us to give dawah when He says in His book, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Call or give dawah, you Muslims, to the way of your Lord. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book. So those people who are giving da'wah, they are fulfilling one portion of that commandment. But unfortunately, there are some other issues to that commandment that we're falling short at least in, or at most, we may be committing a sin. I say it again. We may be committing a sin. And that is how we make the da'wah, or how we should not be making the da'wah. There's at least two or three verses in the Quran that come to my mind. One of them, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us in this one ayah, as explained by the scholars of Islam, all of the basic principles on how to give a dawah. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of the Quran in front of me, and unfortunately also I'm not a hafiz of Quran. So if any hafiz of Quran or hafiza, any sisters here who are Hafiz of Quran, you can write the note and bring it over to correct me. or any brothers here, you can correct me on the spot, inshallah, with your tongues. There's an ayah, I believe it's in Surah Yusuf, alayhi salatu salam, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders the Prophet by saying, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah has commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically and us in general. Say, this is my way, I call to Allah with basira. I call to Allah with basira. In actuality, alhamdulillah, Allah, you better speak. The brother brought me a mushaf. Actually, I wanted the English translation. That's what I wanted. But inshallah, no problem. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, I call, this is my way, I call to Allah. Say, O Muhammad, this is my sabil. This is my way. When we go back to the tafsir of Quran, Allah, you better speak. When we go back to the tafsir of Quran, we find the scholars of Islam, and the brother has just given me an English translation. It's the next to the last ayah in Surah Yusuf, the 110th, I believe. No. The 108th, excuse me. The 108th ayah. When you go back to the tafsir of Quran, or the different tafsir of Quran, we find that the ulama, the mufassirun, they say that this word sabil, of which Muhammad Muhsin Khan, Habibullah, wajazahu Allahu kulli khayr wa ahsan al-jaza, may Allah reward him, and Taqiyuddin Hilali, may Allah have mercy on him, rahimahullah. They translate this as, say you, O Muhammad, this is my way. When we go back to the tafsir, the explanation of this word sabil or way, the scholars of tafsir says it means tariqa. Or منهج or النهج or sunnah meaning tariqa. In other words, this is my methodology. Here Allah is explaining to us in the most eloquent of terms, in this particular ayah, how we make the da'wah, to whom we give the da'wah. What do we say when we give the da'wah? All of that is combined in this one ayah. One small verse. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, this is my tariqah. This is my منهج. This is my methodology. This is my mode of operation. This is my more. This is my way. Now the first thing that the Muslim should do when they hear this is try to find out, what is the way? What is the way? Because one of the big differences between us and the other people, the people who are destined for the hellfire, and may Allah keep us far away from that, one of the big differences between us and them is that we want to know how to worship Allah. And they worship Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, with their lusts and their desires and their opinions. We worship Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, by what He reveals. So when Allah says, say, in the English translation that is, this is my way, every Muslim who hears my voice right now, and you're hearing my voice, but the words of Allah, every Muslim who hears this, I should be breaking their Islamic necks to find out, what is that way? How do we give the da'wah? To whom do we give it to? Now, in this century that we're living in, unfortunately, this is one of the first times in Islamic history that there are three types of people that we have to give da'wah to. It has happened in the past, but now it's even more prolific. It's more prevalent. There used to be a time where the only groups of people that were given da'wah were two. Al-Kafirun or Mushrikun and Ahl Kitab. That's it. The Jews, the Christians, and the Mushrikun, the pagans, the idol worshippers, those people. And by saying this, we're not excluding the Ahl Kitab from being Mushrikun. They're Mushrikun also, but they're a specific type of Mushrikun mentioned in the Quran, as we already know. So there were only two types of groups that were given da'wah. The Muslims were even giving, either giving da'wah to A, the Jews and the Christians as a group of people, or B, the mushrikun. Now, because the Muslims have gone so far away from the sabil, the way, the road, the tariqah, now there's a third group that we have to give da'wah to. We have to give da'wah to Muslims. To Muslims. But the difference between the da'wah to the non-Muslims and the Muslims, there's a big difference, let alone the fact, or not to speak of the fact, that it's still da'wah, but there is a big difference. And we'll come to that, and if you can remind me, inshallah, we'll talk about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ I call to Allah. What does this mean, I call to Allah? Does it mean I look up into the sky when I'm about to give da'wah, and I say, hey Allah! Does it mean that? I call to Allah? No, it means I call to an economic program, right? Or I call to a political regime, right? Or maybe I call to the establishment of the khilafah. We have to have a khalifa. We have to have a khalifa. Is that what I call to? Or I call to nationalism, or Afrocentrism, or Pakistani centrism, or Indian centrism, or Arab centrism. Is that what I call to? La. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Meaning, I call to الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةِ The good word. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ That's it. Nothing else. This is the only thing we should be calling the people to. That's it. We shouldn't be calling them to why we don't eat pork. We shouldn't be calling them to why the women wear hijab. We shouldn't be calling them to talking about Saddam Hussein. We shouldn't be calling them to anything that has to do with anything. But la ilaha illallah. That's it. Nothing else. Because there's nothing else more important. Because when those two angels, Munkar and Nakir, interrogate and question every human being in the grave, they're not going to ask you what is your madhab, as some Muslims who follow madhabs lie on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making up hadiths and say that the angels are going to ask you who is your imam and what is your madhab. This is a lie on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels are not going to ask you what kunta kinte, your ancestor. The angels are not going to ask you were you Democrat or Republican. The angels are not going to ask you any of these questions that are irrelevant. They're going to ask you questions that are three, and they come from a tawheed. من ربك Who is your Lord? ما دينك What is your deen? من نبيك Who is your prophet? These three issues, and only three issues, are going to be questioned. We're going to be questioned by the angels. And they stem from, the origin of them is La ilaha illallah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أدعو إلى الله أدعو إلى الله We should be calling the people to that which will save them from that punishment and allow them to be able to say, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. Deen al-Islam, my deen is Islam. Muhammad Nabiyyi or Nabiyyi Muhammad, Muhammad is my prophet. This is what we should be calling them to. Because if that person walks away from you and you talk for 25, 30, 40, 50 minutes about Farrakhan and they get hit by a cookie truck and die, they're going to hell and you may be partly responsible. Because you didn't call to Allah. You did not call to Allah. So this is a commandment. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ With what? عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ I call to Allah with basira. What do the scholars say is basira? Basira is al-burhan wa dalil. I call to Allah with proofs and evidences. I don't say anything other than what Allah said. When I call the people to Islam, when I call them to Iman, when I call them to Ihsan, when I call them to Tawheed, I don't call them to anything except what? La ilaha illallah with proofs and evidences. As Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah, said,
العلم قال الله وقال رسوله وقال صحابته. Knowledge, which here we say is evidences, is Allah said, the Messenger said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the Sahaba said. This is دليل. دليل is not my Imam said, or my Sheikh said, or my Mawla said, or Mawlana said. This is not دليل in Burhan. This is not proofs and evidences. Proofs and evidences are only that which Allah Ta'ala said and His Prophet said on the understanding, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the understanding and the practical application and implementation of the Sahaba and those generations that succeeded him, the second and third generations. So Basira is firstly proofs and evidences. And this Basira has three aspects. Three aspects, brothers and sisters. This Basira, of which Muhsin Khan translates as sure knowledge, is three aspects. Number one, Ad-Da'i, the person who's giving the da'wah. Basira means A. Ad-Da'i, or number one, Ad-Da'i, the person who's giving the da'wah. Number two, Al-Mad'u'u ilayhi, the person whom the da'wah is given to. Who is how many people? Three. Jews, Christians, Mushrikun, and Muslims. Remember? Three people. Three types of people. And Salas, or third, is Al-Kayfiyatu Dawah. Or Kayfiyatu Dawah. Is how we give the Dawah. Firstly, the person who is a Da'i, he or she has to have ilm. You have to have knowledge. Which tells us now on one of the things that are in contradiction or opposition to giving da'wah. Remember we said we were going to talk about how you should not make da'wah? It is not permissible, brothers and sisters, and when I say not permissible, I mean it's haram. That's what I mean. It's haram for the Muslim who doesn't understand the basic fundamentals of at-tawheed. And I don't mean he has to know the details of Tawheed, just the basic fundamentals of a Tawheed, to go out in an organized fashion, 40 days in the past, or whatever, and invite people to La ilaha illallah. It's haram. It is haram. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. In this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the things that are haram, major sins, and the last Allah, that which you don't know. That you say about Allah, that which you don't know. You send the person out to invite people to La ilaha illallah, and they themselves don't even know what an ilah is. La ilaha illallah. You ask them, what is an ilah? I don't know. My sheikh just sent me out to do those da'wah. I'm just inviting the people to Islam. You don't even know what an ilah is. You could be inviting them to another ilah instead of Allah. So we have to have ilm, as Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, said, al-ilmu qabla al-qawli wal-amal, that knowledge precedes statements and action. So before the person gives this da'wah, he or she has to have some basic, they don't have to be an alim, some basic fundamentals of that knowledge of Islam. And then they should only tell the people that which they know, and that which they know is correct. They shouldn't go beyond their scope of knowledge. They should only introduce the people to that which they know of La ilaha illallah, and they have learned it well, and shouldn't go beyond that. And there's a lot we could talk about this. The second aspect is the person that you're calling to. We should have some knowledge of the person whom we're calling to Islam. Now, that doesn't mean that if you meet somebody on the bus stop, or in college, or at your job, you have to wait 3 or 4 weeks to do a background check on them to find out, you know, their aptitude or their acumen in this life. No. What we mean is, you should ask them a few questions. You know, like, what religion are you? What religion are you? For instance, I made a mistake one time. I was performing a wedding. So I took the opportunity, the sister who was getting married and her husband, they were black Americans.
I took the opportunity to give some dawah to her family members who were non-Muslims at the time. So because she was a black American and her husband was a black American and their families were there, I assumed that they were Christians. I assumed, in my mistake, that they, her family were Christians. And after I finished this 10 or 15 minutes of dawah to them, she came up to me, remember, black American, she came up to me and said, Brother Dawood, alhamdulillah, it was a nice talk, but my family are Jews. I grew up in a yeshiva. My family are all Jews. My father's a rabbi. You see? So we should have some knowledge of whom we're talking to. All Christians don't believe that Jesus was crucified on a cross. They don't. Some believe that he was crucified on a tree. Did you know that? Jehovah's Witnesses. Right? All Christians don't believe in Jannah and Nar after this life. They all don't believe that. You see? Some Christians believe that having more than one wife is wajib. Wajib on them. They can't go to Jannah unless they have more than one wife. Christians. Who are they? The Mormons. So we have to have some type of knowledge of the Maz'u, ilayhi, dawah to. We have to have some knowledge. Because all people are not the same. Some people are more intellectual than others. Some people have a bit higher education than others. You don't want to insult someone who may be a PhD, which doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be intelligent. Right? But relatively speaking, you don't want to use street language, for instance. You see, which comes to the third aspect of how should you do the dawah. You don't want to insult them by using language that's beneath them. At the same time, if a person is on a lower level, you don't want to use words that's above their heads. You see, that they don't understand. So we should have some basic information about the people of whom we are giving the dawah. Know something about them. You see? And thirdly, on this basira, on this keen knowledge, or sure knowledge, as Muhsin Khan translates it, the kayfiyatul da'wah, how do we give the da'wah? Or how do we not give the da'wah? Let me just cite some mistakes that came to my mind coming here to just do this talk a few moments ago. Let me give you some mistakes on how people give da'wah. This is a real big mistake. I've been running into this quite frequently now in the past year. Many Muslims invite the kuffar to lectures that Muslims have for themselves, not thinking that there might be something said that will run them out of the door, literally. Just invite them. No, you should set up some type of specific lecture for the non-Muslim. Don't invite non-Muslims to a lecture on Muslims fighting in Bosnia, and we're going to be talking about killing the kuffar. Then they lean to the person who brought them, who's the kuffar? And he says, you. What? You talking about killing me? It's over. I don't want to hear what you have to say. This is a big, huge mistake by Muslims. Inviting the non-Muslims to any type of lecture. There was a sister, I was in Houston, Texas, just 3 weeks ago, by the permission of Allah, with Hakeem Olajuwon to do some dawah. And there, I'm saying she was a sister now, because I gave her shahada, alhamdulillah. She was sitting in the back of the room, Chinese girl, and her English wasn't that good. The speech that I was delivering was only to the sisters. And specifically, they were talking about their husbands abusing them. And she walked in. Somebody invited her. This is a big mistake. This is a huge mistake. So I had to, and I couldn't tell the sisters in front of her, you know, don't talk about this. And you know, I had to figure out a way to invite her to Islam and still present the message to the sisters. So what I did was, I said, sister, the sister who had a question, is it possible that you could just forego that? And because it seems as though that the young lady sitting in the back is a non-Muslim, which is difficult nowadays. Also, as I mentioned, there used to be a time we only gave dawah to the kuffar, but now we have to give dawah to the Muslims. I don't know who's a Muslim or not now. So I assumed that she was a non-Muslim because she was uncovered, but unfortunately there were some other Muslim women who were there were uncovered. But it's just her mannerisms. I said, it seems as though we have a non-Muslim present. Sister, can you please forego your question so I can talk to her about a few things? She said, okay. And so I talked to her about the most important thing, which is what we said earlier, La ilaha illallah, and alhamdulillah, she took shahada. So this is a big, big mistake, brothers. Sisters, this is a huge mistake to invite a non-Muslim to any type of Muslim function. Big mistake. Another mistake that Muslims are making in giving dawah is this Muslim, Jewish, Christian dialogue of the celestial religions. This is how they put it. You know, it really gets to your heart, you know. Celestial religions. What in the hell is a celestial religion? No, I have to say it. Really, I'm saying it like this. What in the hell is a celestial religion? What is this? The Abrahamic faith. Abraham's religion wasn't Judaism. Abraham's religion wasn't Christianity. Subhanallah. What do you mean, Abrahamic faith? Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, was Hanif and Muslima. He was a Muslim, upright man. How can we get with Jews and Christians and let's share our similarities? Share our similarities. We're not that much different from you. You're right. The Muslims who are not on the Sunnah are not that much different from them. But the Muslims who are on the Sunnah are ghuraba, strangers. Fatuga lil ghuraba. And may the strangers have Jannah. Ameen. Inviting the Christians and the Jews to sit down and have a dialogue? Where do we find this in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And when I say the Sunnah of Muhammad is also the Sunnah of Al-Khulafa'ur Rashidun. There's no two Sunnahs, brothers and sisters. This is a big mistake among the Muslims. The Prophet said, Addu alayhi bin nawajiz. Hold on to it. He didn't say, Addu alayhima. Hold on to the two of them. He said, hold on to the Sunnah. That means the Sunnah of the Prophet and the Sunnah of the Sahaba. Where do we find it in the Sunnah that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab, al-Faruq, and Uthman, Dhu-Nurayn, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, where do we find them sitting down having a dialogue? No. I'm right, you're wrong. Accept Islam and you'll be saved. That was it. Which brings me to a side point to this. The alteration, transformation, distortion, and outright lies on the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idatil hasana. Call to the way of your Lord, which is translated with wisdom and beautiful preaching. People are distorting and sometimes even lying, saying that wisdom means you can't tell them that they're going to go to hell. You can't tell them that. Don't tell them, don't tell the non-Muslims, don't tell the non-Muslims, kuffar. No, don't call them kuffar, call them non-Muslims. And you can't tell them they're going to hell. Why not? This is what Allah says in His Quran. Allah says that they're going to go to hell. So we must tell them the wisdom in the ma'rifat al-hasana. The wisdom is using the verses of Quran and the authentic sunnah. And the ma'rifatul hasana, the beautiful preaching or handsome admonition, is telling them that they'll get Jannah if they accept Islam, and tell them about the felicities of Jannah, and if they don't accept Islam, they're going to hell. That's it. That's the handsome exhortation. Nothing else. You see? You can't do that in a Muslim, Christian, Jewish dialogue. You can't do that. Because your only intention to be there is to share. And you know what happens when you share? Because there's only two types of dawah in this life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about those brothers when they try to marry those mushrik women, jumping over the Muslim woman like a kangaroo going to some woman who believes that Jesus is the son of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ. They call you to the hellfire. That's the first type of da'wah. And Allah calls you to His Jannah and His forgiveness by His permission. That's the second type of da'wah. There's only two types of da'wah. What type of da'wah do you think you're going to hear by sharing your similarities with a Jew and a Christian in a dialogue? You don't think you're going to be affected when they start talking about God is love
It's going to get to your heart.
No. You tell them, Aslam, Taslam. Aslam, Taslam. That's it. You accept Islam and you'll be saved. You'll have salvation. You really want to be sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit? Accept this deen. That's it. Brothers and sisters, this is a huge mistake that we're making in these trialogues and these dialogues and these quadrilogues and these whatever they are. Big mistakes. No, it's a dawah, not dialogue. Another mistake in the kayfiyah to dawah is using music and rap songs. Calling to Allah. Allah. Come to Allah. SubhanAllah. Is this the methodology of the people of the past? Is this the sabil, the tariqah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the sahaba? La ilaha illallah. And people are actually believing. Oh, five people accepted Islam. Five young guys from the gang, the Crips, accepted Islam when I made that rap song. You think you're going to get a reward for that? You think you're going to get a reward with that just because they accepted Islam? I don't think so. Because a righteous deed in Islam has two components. A pure niyyah, number one, and number two, it has to be in conformity with the Quran, the authentic sunnah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, when we call the people to Islam, we have to remember this basira. The da'i, the person giving the da'wah, has to have some knowledge. Number two, we have to have some knowledge of the person whom we're giving the da'wah to. Number three, we have to use the methodology of da'wah that the people of the past used. We have to use the methodology that the people of the past used. Don't introduce anything into this deen in terms of giving da'wah that wasn't used before. We must stick to the methodology al-amr al-awwal. We must stick to the original state of affairs, which is how the companions understood it and practiced it. There's some other points. We don't have a lot of time. One of them, inshallah, I've just been informed that our brother in Islam, Allah Yashfihi, Abu Muslim, is not feeling well. So they're telling me to please complete the session. So I guess I'm stuck again. Alhamdulillah. La bas tahurun, inshallah. May Allah heal him. Ameen. Another mistake in giving this da'wah, brothers and sisters in Islam, is being harsh. And you might say that sounds like a contradiction. First you're saying, tell them they're going to hell. And then now you're saying, be kind and gentle. No. No. I mean by our statements should be soft. We shouldn't raise our voices. We should be respectful. For instance, after you've already told them about Jannah, you say, look, what's your name again? Bob? Bob. Listen, Bob. Real nice voice. I've already told you about the bounties and the felicities of paradise. Now let me give you an example of what's going to happen in the hellfire. Can you imagine someone's skin being burned completely off their bodies and then being replaced and then burned and then being replaced? And then, you know, very kind and gentle. You see? You don't have to raise your voice. Because if somebody has any sense whatsoever and they haven't lost their fitrah and they hear about some skin being burned off, believe me, you don't have to raise your voice. You see? So, but we should be not rude with the people. We should be respectful and kind with them. We should not abuse their gods. I remember when I was a heathen, a pagan, mushrik, following that big pagan mushrik, Elijah Muhammad, La'natullahi ala al-kafirin, may Allah curse the kuffar, ameen. And now somebody will take this tape and say that Dawood Adib said, may Allah curse Elijah Muhammad, specifically. I didn't say that. I said, may Allah curse the kuffar. Alright? Or they may just bleep that part out that I just said that they would say it, and then say it. I know how some Muslims are, I'm telling you, I know how they are. I'm one of them. I remember when I was a pagan mushrik following Elijah Muhammad, he used to instruct us to say things like, you believe in that blue-eyed, blonde-haired, pale-faced hippie on the cross? This is what we used to say about the picture of Jesus to the white people. You believe, or to the black people, You believe in that blue-eyed, blonde-haired, pale-faced hippie on the cross, Jesus? This is not the way to give dawah, brothers and sisters. You can't abuse the gods that they believe in or they worship. Those things that they worship, those idols, among the clay, among the dates, among the steel, the wood, the iron, or the human flesh that they worship, you just can't abuse them. Allah mentions this in the Quran. Don't abuse those things in which they call on besides Allah. Why? Human nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the next part of the verse, human nature tells us that because they will do the same thing to Allah, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without knowledge. See, if you talk about my mama, for those brothers who are from India and Pakistan, and Arab brothers, if you talk about my mother, then I'm going to talk about your mother. Your mother wears combat boots. We used to say this, you know, back in the day. Your mother wears combat boots. Well, your mother smokes cigars. You see? If you talk about the, if you abuse the gods that the kuffar worship, then they'll start talking about Allah in a bad light. You see? So Allah, subhanAllah, Allah gives us the exact methodology on how to give this dawah. You see? Don't abuse their gods. Be very respectful. But at the same time, explain to them that what they are worshiping is baatil. It's false. Reason with me, young man. Please. Look, I'm trying to explain to you. You actually believe that the one who gave birth to Jesus was created by Jesus? You actually believe that? Come on. You know, maybe even take their hand. Hold their hand if you can. You know, you shaking their hand. Hold their hand. Come on now, really. Let's come to some common terms. You actually believe that Jesus came out of the womb of the one he created? Think about that. You see? We don't have to abuse what they believe in. So we should try to learn these things, brothers and sisters. And this will benefit us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِمَّنْ قَوْلْ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلٍ مِمَّنْ يَدْعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Right. Allah yubarak fikum. Who is better? وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better than the one who is more handsome, more beautiful, than one who says that I call to Allah and I am of the Muslims? The scholars of Islam, they say that this statement, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, that I am of the Muslims, doesn't have to do with tafakhur, of boasting. They say that this statement, I am of the Muslimin, it's a tushiru ila luzum al-i'tizaz al-muslim bi islamihi. This is what it means. It means that you are proud to be a Muslim, not that you yourself are arrogant or proud. No, that you are proud to demonstrate and make prevalent your Islam. It's not you. It's not you that you're talking about. You're talking about your Islam, and I am of those who are Muslims. You see? Do you understand what I'm saying? You're not bragging about yourself. You're trying to be very prolific and prevalent in your promotion of Islam. That's why the scholars of Islam say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. By that part of the statement, who is better than one? Who is more handsome than the one who calls to Allah and he says, I am a Muslim? You see? It's not in a boastful way. It's just that we're trying to explain to the people that this is the best way of life. So Allah attaches it, and I am of the Muslims. This is very beautiful. You see? So if we are planning on giving dawah, which is a duty on all of us, we should remember some of these principles. And last but not least, we should practice what we preach. For those brothers and sisters who want to be an alim, there's a very beautiful statement, if I can remember it, by Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu. He said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَكُونَ عَالِمًا حَتَّى تَكُونَ مُتَعَلِّمًا وَلَن تَكُونَ مُتَعَلِّمًا حَتَّى تَكُونَ عَلِمْتَ عَامِلًا. He said that you will never become a scholar until you become a student. And you will never become a student until you practice what you've learned. Until you practice bima alimta amilan. Until you practice that which you've learned. So for us to be good du'as to Allah, to La ilaha illallah, be good preachers to Islam, we have to practice what we know. How can you expect a Muslim, excuse me, a kafir, a non-Muslim, to get the benefit of what you have to say when you're talking to them with a cigarette in your hand? How can you? How can you expect them to understand and get the sweetness of this message when you have a can of beer in your hand? Or you sell beer. The person comes into the store, you have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Or some of you may have 786 written over your pork chop counter. Or your refrigerator with pork chops in it. Or chitlins. Or your beer counter. Right over the refrigerator, where you have your beer and your wine, you have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The person comes in, they see, they ask you, what does that mean? You say that means in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Are you a Muslim? Yes. And you wipe your beardless face. Yes. Yes, I'm a Muslim. I'm happy. Alhamdulillah. But I thought that Muslims don't smoke. And I thought that Muslims don't eat pork. And I thought that Muslims don't drink alcohol. Why do you do this? Now you're stuck. Because you don't practice what you preach. You see? So we have to implement that which we know. Even if it's one ayah, it doesn't make any difference. Even if we have one ayah, practice that ayah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in the ability to practice all that which we've learned from all the ayahs that we memorized and all the hadiths we memorized. Don't drink with the left hand, akhi. Drink with the left hand is haram. Inshallah. Don't everybody look around either. Don't everybody look around. He knows what I'm talking about. Inshallah. So with that, inshallah ta'ala, anything that I said that is correct is from Allah. Anything that I said that is incorrect is from shaitan or myself. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who call to Allah and only to Allah. Call to Allah and only to Allah. Because we're living in a time where, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, that in this time, إِنَّكُمْ فِي زَمَانٍ كَثِيرٌ فُقَهَاؤُهَا or فُقَهَاؤُهُ. He said, we're living in a time, talking to the companions, where the scholars are many. قَلِيلٌ